Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday Wisdom with Joe McGee, where we're kind of taking time and just going through key words in the Bible. More, there's a ton of them. So today we're going to talk about one of the most powerful words in all of the Bible. I used to teach on when I taught high school students years ago. And that's on the subject of friends. Friend. A friend can take you to heaven. A friend can take you to hell. It's real critical who your friends are, who your friends become, who you become a friend to. So we're just going to look through some of these scriptures, and it's going to be a really good thing. So if you got a pencil and paper, you might want to write some of these down. They're really good. Proverbs 22:24. Don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul. New Living Translation. Do what? Don't hang around angry people. You're going to endanger your own soul. They'll take you down. Proverbs 27, verse 5. An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. Well, that's deep. That's a deep statement. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. If you're a friend, you'll tell somebody the truth. You know, and I used to tell people, in your whole life, you may have two, maybe three friends. The Bible says a friend is somebody who will die for you, not somebody who will get you killed. And so you can't have a friend unless you know how to be a friend. So it starts with learning how to be a friend. Not everybody you're going to be friendly to is going to be friendly back. It doesn't work that way. But you are supposed to be friendly to everybody you meet. We're supposed to leave everybody better than we find them. Give food to the hungry, water to the thirsty. Help those that are sick, nurse them back to health. Visit people in prison. Help orphans, help widows. We are the salt and the light of this planet. We're to leave everybody better than we find them. But we don't spend spare time with everybody. Proverbs 27, verse 9. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. It's as sweet as perfume and incense. It's just a good thought, isn't it? Proverbs 27:17. As iron strikes iron, so the countenance of a friend. Man, that's a good one right there. As iron strikes iron. You know, when iron strikes iron, sparks fly. If you got a good friend, sparks going to fly every now and then because they're going to have permission to tell you the truth. If you love me, please tell me the truth. Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. If you love me, tell me the truth. And I give you this, and I like this, Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. For if one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Two people lying close together can keep each other warm, but how can you be warm alone? And a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back. And three, even better. And a triple braided cord is not easily broken. So guys, let's take some time and be a friend today. Be friendly to somebody. Smile at somebody. Reach out. Shake your hands. Pass them out on the back. Give some wise counsel. But don't hang out with the other kind. We've learned some good things today. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.